that leads me on to another thought around and this significant issue at the moment about integrated reporting and how you pull some of those things together. And I guess, what are your thoughts of the key impacts of that as in relation to, you know, how you need to explain or link your responsibility stories in with the rest of how you do your business and so on?
Well, for me, integrated reporting could be if it grows and settles, because, you know, just because it seems to be the emerging trend at the moment, nothing is guaranteed. But assuming that that is the case, I see it as a very positive thing and potentially a dangerous thing in equal measure, just because we are full of contradictions. The encouraging thing is that if it is understood correctly, in my view, it will lead you to be clear about the communication that you send to one of your key audiences, which is your investor financial community. Because ultimately, integrated reports are aimed at them. You know, you're integrating it into a communication which is about, you know, a forward-looking view of the business, the financial performance of the business, and that is all with a view to selling to your investor community that this is a company that not only has done well this year, but is going to continue to do well into the future because it has the right strategy, the right approach, the good leadership team, the clear view on where its market is, and its management of non-financial risks and other elements. And bringing all that together makes perfect sense. The danger and the downside is if you begin to believe that that integrated report is what you produce for all of your stakeholder audiences, because then you're straight back into the bucket that says many of your direct stakeholders do not get their information from reports. And you know, if you see an integrated report as liberating you from talking to your other stakeholders and finding ways to do it in ways that they will naturally respond to and find engaging, whilst having a clear communication which is aimed at those who, you know, have a stake in the future success of the company, brilliant. If we start seeing companies say, okay, well, that's our integrated report, that is our communication, anyone can go and look at it, then I think that will be a negative thing, because many of those audiences simply won't get what they want from that.
Yeah, and they'll be lost in the detail and get very turned off.
But I haven't seen exactly how it's going to settle out. I mean, you've had the coalition around this, and Global Reporting Initiative is in there, and you know what they want to do is, you know, I believe is to sort of turn the template for integrated reporting into something that supports the GRI movement and so on. And it doesn't start with audiences and what's going to work for companies. Mm. And for me, that's the danger sign. It can get driven by very, very bureaucratic committee-led processes who can sit down in a committee or indeed in an armchair and work out all the things that should be done without necessarily asking whether or not there's an audience for that.
Do you think there's a natural follow-through from once people have started to integrate it into the annual report that they also have to do the quarterly or half-yearly reporting of sustainability or responsibility measures as well as the financials, as Sainsbury's have done?
I don't think there is, but I think there are quite a few businesses for whom that makes sense.
Mm.
I think there's quite a few other businesses for whom the kind of cycle they've got means it doesn't. And it's one of those areas I would be wary of mandating, you know, unless you'd really worked it through. Because, you know, for companies where it makes sense, then great. But actually, you know, people are not so fixated on a quarter by quarter thing, because these things won't change that much on a quarter by quarter basis. If you're a retailer and suddenly, you know, the people coming into your stores have plummeted because, you know, it's an Indian summer and you're only selling winter gear or whatever it is, that's very short-term information. Should the market derive long-term significance from it? I don't know, but often it does, for right or for wrong. You know, it takes short-term information and it reacts to it. Are people's carbon emissions going to be leaping up and down, you know, on a quarterly basis? Very occasionally, but only tied to a very significant project-based thing in their work or so on.
What I do see, though, is where maybe primarily around community activity and so on, where the company have a big splash, key initiative, and people want to know what's happened to that.
Yes.
And the risk is that you get, each year, you get your annual report, which doesn't link to what you did last year.
Yes.
Which doesn't give you that continuous update process. And therefore, there does need to be the ongoing news and the updates to stories.
Yes, and that's right. But this is why I make the distinction between company communications with stakeholders and reports.
Mm.
You know, because where you are engaging your customers or your supply chain or your employees with what you are doing and what's happened, then the more up-to-date and current that is, and preferably the more of a discussion and a two-way flow it is, then the more likely you're going to succeed. But the annual report you know, is produced for people who read reports, and by and large, those people don't need to know more than once a year, you know, what progress you're making on carbon, what progress you're making on waste. Yeah, a few of them might like it, and a few companies, you might see some significant differences, but the majority you won't. Mm. But in terms of their ongoing communication to stakeholders, this is what I say, if you can separate out the report, you know, with the once a year, you know, this is how we've done this year, this is how we see the future going, this is a milestone, this is, we publish it.
Yeah.
First of April, boom.
End of term report.
As opposed to communication with stakeholders about, you know, what you're doing and what's being done to you and all of those kind of things, then the more fluid I think you can make the latter of those.
Hmm.